Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Coronavirus Daily Briefing. It's a new podcast that comes out every day by 5 p.m. with the latest headlines and context around the COVID-19/coronavirus crisis. From Ride Home Media, the Daily Podcast people, all things that happen today, all things you can do to protect yourself tomorrow, a quick 15 minutes and you're up to date. And I want to stay up to date and you should too. New Yorker Magazine called it one of the top coronavirus podcasts to listen to, saying it's on the right side of informed, non-hysterical, and focused. Search your podcast app right now and subscribe to Coronavirus Daily Briefing. That's Coronavirus Daily Briefing.
The original toilet paper panic. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
All the shortages we have, there's a gasoline shortage. You know what else is disappearing from the supermarket shelves? Toilet paper. Ha ha ha, you can laugh now. There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We gotta quit writing on it. But I want to tell you, it is serious. I just saw a commercial where... I know it's coming. Where Mrs. Olson comes in with a shopping bag, and the housewife says, "Forget the coffee, just give me the shopping bag." I want to tell you.
Before the great toilet paper panic of 2020, there was the toilet paper panic of 1973.
This has happened before?
This has happened before.
Wow. I'm... want to learn. I want to learn what happened, what we did, what we can get and use today in this grave.
Oh, we've learned nothing. Aww. We've learned absolutely nothing.
What? I learned how to put a puzzle together on Instagram.
You're one of those?
Disney character I am.
So in 1973, Johnny Carson has been kind of taking the heat, even though it wasn't all him, of toilet paper panic.
Carson's taken some heat.
For once.
Beloved talk show host Johnny Carson is taking the blame.
So in the 1970s, especially 1973, there's a lot of shortages. Mm-hmm. The oil shortage, gas shortage.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers. Depending on your license plate, if it was odds or evens, is when you could use gas stations.
Oh.
In the 1970s... we talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm. Economically, a tough time.
Very tough.
Market not going well. A lot of, like, you know, New York City was bankrupt, and, you know, the world and the country was topsy turvy. Mm-hmm. And you hear me throwing around the topsy turvy?
Not often.
Willy nilly?
No.
I don't use topsy turvy willy nilly.
No, use it to make sure it has the weight that it deserves. I appreciate that.
And in December 1973, Johnny Carson, he made a joke in his monologue, The Tonight Show, about a upcoming toilet paper shortage.
Okay.
But he wasn't the only person. This isn't like he didn't break this, but he had the audience and he had.
So other people were making toilet paper jokes?
They weren't making toilet paper jokes. They were making toilet paper seriouses, I guess. That's the technical term.
Some seriouses in the writer's room?
In November 1973, news agencies were reporting a tissue shortage in Japan.
Okay.
And nobody really cared. You mm-hmm. know, they were like, we have bigger problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Vietnam is over. And what's the fallout from that? Nixon, goodbye. Stock market, gas, mm-hmm. general economic depression. You watch any TV show. I mean, like you watch like Sanford and Son. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm just around this time, good times in mm-hmm. the 70s. The Jeffersons was a little bit different, but class issues, obviously race issues, and the economy. It wasn't just rich people,
yeah.
you know, all the time, like now.
Like now.
But one person, he had something to say about it. It was Harold V. Froelich, who was a Republican congressman in Wisconsin.
Oh, I should know that.
Maybe. He was receiving complaints, and this is your...
Yeah.
So I'm from the Midwest.
I should know this congressman.
His district was heavily forested. Is there, mm-hmm. can you, what area of Wisconsin is heavily forested?
Most of it.
Most of it? Okay.
I would say most of it.
I thought it was just all cigarette factories, but.
Well, they're in the forest.
Okay. The cigarette factories.
It's a historic, yeah.
And he was receiving complaints about a reduced stream of pulp paper. And November 16th, he released his own statement. Didn't get much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Again, people were like, we have other problems going on. On December 11th, he issued another more serious press release. The U.S. may face a serious shortage of toilet paper within a few months. We hope we don't have to ration toilet tissue. A toilet paper shortage is no laughing matter. It is a problem that will potentially touch every American's butts. I added that part at the end. If I was his writer,
I was like, okay. I let it sink in.
I was going to say, myself. Every American's uh-huh. big old butt.
Every American's
big old
booty.
Big old butt.
Oh, that butt, though.
And then you're fired.
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
And then you're fine. But that got people thinking, well, yes, I use gas for my car. We want to get one place to another, but I know we all use toilet paper.
Yeah. So wait, people were reporting about this in Japan, like in other places, lightly. And everyone's like, we have so much shit going on, we can't even deal
with it. It was kind of blown out of what it really meant for boiling it down to toilet mm-hmm. paper for butt consumption.
Yeah. And so this congressman in the middle of rural Wisconsin was like, hey, you know, you should take your toilet paper and hoard it because we won't have it soon enough, people. And then he went into the woods. Drink a six pack of Blatts, and we never heard from him again.
No, we did.
Oh.
Yeah. He's fine. he's all right. He's like, oh, all right.
Yeah, he's just a nice, quiet life.
So then the media picked up on this.
Okay.
And that's something interesting to discuss, right?
Yeah.
And that's what happened back in the 70s. The media would pick things up. And then shock and sensationalize and... make everyone kind of crazy. Yeah. It doesn't happen anymore.
That I've never even heard. That no. sounds so unfamiliar to me. I can't even have a context for what you're talking
about. We're both sitting on two grosses of toilet paper right now.
We're sitting on pallets of toilet paper. I don't sleep on a mattress anymore. I sleep on 8 rolls of toilet deep. Paper. They're great for my back.
3-ply.
Roll them out.
Of course, things that are in the news, obviously, if you're a late night talk show host, or you're a comedian, or you're somebody who speaks things that are topical, mm-hmm. he's like, well, I'm going to talk about toilet paper.
Yeah.
So Johnny Carson on his show, you know, we've got all sorts of shortages these days. But have you heard the latest? I'm not kidding. I saw it in the papers. There's a shortage of toilet paper. Whoa. And that made people go,
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, you don't want to be on the wrong end of no toilet paper.
No, I
guess is what
very uncomfortable. Bidets are very un-American. Everyone's grossed out by them.
Is there a shortage of toilet paper? No. Do the companies want to keep making a profit? Does Charmin want to keep making a profit? Yes.
Yes, everyone wants to make that money.
So there only becomes a shortage is when people are hoarding it.
Yes.
Again, this was just in the 70s.
I can't even think of how that would ever apply to us right now. I have no idea.
Well, this is, you know what I mean? It's a cautionary tale, but you don't have to worry about.
Okay, well, yeah.
And panic was set in. One person told the New York Times, for my baby shower, I told my party guests to bring toilet paper. In the chaos, you know, officials and leaders, they said, hey, remain calm. Everything's fine. And store owners ordered an insane amount of toilet paper and then set limits of 2 rolls per customer.
Okay.
Again, it's not, I'm talking about 1973.
Yeah, we're not talking about now.
No, we've learned our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then initially empty shelves.
Yeah.
People hoarding, bartering, black market.
Ooh. That black market toilet paper.
That black market
feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good to use that black market toilet paper.
Like, I have 3 hand grenades. He's like, I'll trade for 6 rolls of toilet paper. Yeah. I was like, done.
Yeah, perfect. Hand sanitizer was abundant, though.
That was,
hand sanitizer
were, yeah.
you could get anywhere.
They didn't, everyone, cheap. People were like, sanitize your hands. I just rub my jeans.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
my blues, my Levi's.
So for 4 months, toilet paper was rare. And then by February 1974, it was like, oh, I guess there's plenty of toilet paper. And there always have been plenty of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's ways that toilet paper companies are like, how do we sell more toilet paper?
Yeah.
It's not a thing where it's like, no, it's too rare. We don't want to make money or profits.
Yeah.
I want to thank Priceonomics, New York Times, Snopes, and a little podcast called Strange Year, because I did this on the most recent episode of Strange Year. But I was like, I feel like this should be shared.
Mm-hmm. Across platforms. Again, why? I don't know. It doesn't apply to us at all.
If you want to go to a place free of anything bad, it would be patreon.com/ghosttownpod. There is an episode up right now about something haunted, and
yeah.
we want to get some
we need your
feedback.
Opinion, and we're also doing a special thing. We're so appreciative of your listenership. Again, in times like these, in toilet paper crises and beyond, if you write in with your address, we're going to send you a little something straight to your home. You don't have to leave it. You don't have to leave your home. In fact, don't leave your home, but you'll get something to your home. And it will be a little delight, a little reward for not spreading the coronavirus.
And spoiler, it's not going to be toilet paper.
Yeah, no.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.